Kroger's Men, The Secret Nazi Counterfeit Plot, and The Prisoners of Block 19, by Lawrence Malkin. Narrated by Michael Pritchard. Copyright 2006 by Lawrence Malkin. This unabridged audiobook was published by arrangement with Little Brown and Company, and was produced in the year 2006 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. Attack the Pound, the World Around. The Second World War was barely 2 weeks old when leaders of Nazi espionage and finance gathered in a paneled conference room in Germany's Finanzministerium at Wilhelmstrasse 61. Like that of the other overbearing buildings lodged behind pseudo-classical fronts, its architecture was proud and brooding. Most windows gracing this official avenue were topped by a heavy triangular tympanum. But the finance ministry had been erected in the 1870s without this classical adornment, adopting instead the Italianate style of a Medici palace. Wilhelmstrasse, Berlin's Pennsylvania Avenue, its Whitehall, gloried in the name of the Kaisers of Imperial Germany. The finance ministry stood toward its southern end. Farther down, the street was intersected by Prinz Albrechtstrasse, where stood a huge pillared palace, the L-shaped headquarters of the Gestapo. The plan on the ministry's conference table on September 18, 1939, was simple. Why not have the Reichsbank print millions of counterfeit British banknotes, unload them on the streets and rooftops of the enemy, and then stand aside as the British economy collapsed? The idea of